on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, Austin Fickman discovered a passion for filmmaking as a youngster. Now 18, the Laguna Beach High School senior has taken it to the next level by founding the Laguna Film Festival, which showcases scores of short films made by young and emerging filmmakers tonight through Sunday, October 18th, the Regency Director's Cut Cinema in Laguna Niguel. The teenager hatched the idea for a film festival in the spring and took to social media to reach young filmmakers and backers. Altogether, he sifted through about 1,000 submissions from 69 countries in 3 months, he says. The quality of films was beyond anything I ever suspected, including the stories from the filmmakers and what they're telling. The festival lineup includes 80 short films in an array of genres, as well as youth and student filmmaker showcases. A red carpet reception rolls out tonight. Also in town, real estate agents Jesse Brosa and Dave Sierra will be hitting the pavement Saturday, handing out maps to homes participating in a neighborhood-wide garage sale in Arch Beach Heights. At least 20 households plan to offer household items from 7:30 to 11 a.m., The twosome organized the supersized garage sale because bargain hunters seem reluctant to go up to Arch Beach Heights when just one homeowner is having a sale. Outside the Laguna bubble in news this morning, it's been just over 2 years since Edward Snowden leaked a massive trove of NSA documents and more than five since Chelsea Manning gave WikiLeaks a mega ache of military and diplomatic secrets. Now, there appears to be a new source on that scale of classified leaks, this time with a focus on drones. On Thursday, The Intercept published a groundbreaking new collection of documents related to America's use of unmanned aerial vehicles to kill foreign targets in countries ranging from Afghanistan to Yemen. The revelations about the CIA and Joint Special Operations Command actions include primary source evidence that as many as 90% of U.S. drone killings in 1 5-month period weren't the intended target, that a former British citizen was killed in a drone strike, despite repeated opportunities to capture him instead, and details of the grisly process by which the American government chooses who will die, down to the baseball cards of profile information created for individual targets. All of this new information, according to the publication, appears to have come from a single anonymous whistleblower. A spokesperson for that website declined to comment on that source. Also, this morning, it's virtually certain that in January 2016, the planet will set a new record for the warmest calendar year ever. The data from the Japanese Meteorological Agency is striking. It shows that September 2015 blew the previous record for the warmest such month out of the water by 0.15 degrees Celsius or 0.27 degrees Fahrenheit. And the previous record holder for the warmest September was last year, September 2014. And it may seem like quibbling over very small differences, but big changes can occur as a result of relatively small differences in global average temperatures. Finally, looking quickly at the box office this weekend, it will be a busy weekend with Goosebumps, Crimson Peak, and Bridge of Spies all set to make their debut. The PG-rated Goosebumps, based on the best-selling book series by R.L. Stein, which everybody my age loves, is expected to top the list of new releases. And only question is exactly how high it'll go, whether it will manage to dethrone The Martian, which is entering its third weekend on the top of the box office. That's your news this morning. I'm Tyler Russell. I am doing the Daily Scramble solo while Jason is away. Let's keep that generational alt-rock going.